Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. The very thing you've been longing for, or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you, or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello! Welcome. Welcome, my dear friends, to Dog Poet Transmitting and the Saucer Pod, as well as the vibrating, etheric atmosphere of the Arcturian Brotherhood and the Sirius Cluster. We need to tell you there are representatives of civilizations well beyond our own who are always willing to interplay and communicate with anyone who is open to their influence and who can tell their influence from the channeling equivalent of fashion knockoffs, but which are not as innocuous. In some ways, ignorance is sometimes a blessing, in that there is natural and spiritually constructed protection of common mentalities from the resonance of more esoteric locations, such as, well, the astral plane or the Devic realm or a host of other locations which may or may not interface with each other. There are many curious and luminous beings about, but there are also creatures of the shadow at certain levels within the same kingdom as hosts the luminous types. And if you don't know this and are not prepared for it, and by this I especially mean if you don't have a competent guide, you'd best stay away. You have been warned. We're going to have to wing it again, my friends. I'm very busy these days, and that is why there was no broadcast last week, but it is not just that. This has been one of the most trying periods of my life. I'll just give you a couple of material examples, but, well, I'll do that first, and then I'll explain why that's even the least of it. I was ripped off by my family just recently. My mother left a $250,000 insurance policy, and my brother contacted me and said, well, unfortunately, only $10,000 came out because the other brother did this and that, and that's all the insurance company gave us, yada, yada. I knew he was lying when he was talking to me because I can always tell. And I was going, what? So I wound up with $1,500 out of the whole thing. And it's not like I was sitting around waiting for my mother to die. I never did, but I kind of always knew that was there. But I never even brought it up, okay? But anyway, to make matters worse, what the one brother spent my share, and apparently most of his share on, is he likes black girls. So he likes to go to Ghana, okay, and pay lawyers huge sums of money to bring these black girls back to the country where they're supposed to be his wife. He's already done this at least once or two times. And last time I know about that he did it, the girl left a couple of weeks after she arrived, a woman left here a couple of weeks after she arrived, met some guy in the park and took off. But not to be deterred, my brother doesn't really care about that. And what was even more funny, okay, is that just a little before this happened, he mistakenly, and God knows for what reason, this is God at work again, he sent me one of his pornographic emails to the woman he was about to go and see. I read two sentences, and I deleted it out of compassion. I didn't want to read anymore. And then another one of my brothers got into a jam for about $35,000 or more or something like that. So he just, because both of them were executors, just sucked it right out of the insurance fund and used it to pay off his bills. And I was told entirely different things. But even worse than that, when my mother died, I sent some songs I had composed. A couple of my brothers saw it and went, "Oh, these are incredible tunes. We will play these at the memorial." And then I never heard from them again about it. Well, it turns out that my fundamentalist little sister, who dislikes me for my name change and my lifestyle, because fundies are always right, trust me, they're always right. And I wrote a beautiful dedication to her on the memorial page. She insisted that the songs did not get played, and then expunged my comment to my commentary to my mother on the memorial page. I mean, boy, that was Christian, huh? Meanwhile, I just got contacted by the Attorney General, and I got $150,000 in medical bills because of being assaulted here, and I did nothing about it. I didn't ask for this treatment. I didn't ask for a $75,000 helicopter ride, which only traversed about 100 miles. And when I found out that I could hire a Learjet from New York to here for half the price. But, let's not quibble about things like this, man. I swear to God. But see, this has not been the worst of it. The worst of it has been that the Black Riders have found me. So they're doing stuff inside my computer at me, and they're doing stuff with my banking account, and just all kinds of things, which for some reason I've been able to straighten out. But, oh, my Lord. See, the whole idea is to create stress. Create stress. We will create stress. Yeah, but, maybe for a moment or two, but really not for that long. I don't want to bore or alarm you with the details of my existence because this is just one more trial. It becomes, by degrees, more agonizing because each time you think it will finally end. It's like climbing some difficult mountain only to find that another one rises up before you once you get to the top of that mountain. And you must then also descend into a valley to access that next mountain that you've got to go all the way up again, unless you can walk along a ridge. But there are only so many occasions where a ridge applies. And one day you see this really big mountain and you think, that's it. All I got to do is climb that mountain. That's got to be the last mountain. And I'm finally going to get there. And you get to the top through some kind of supreme effort where you think you did it. And you're going, how did I? But something else was actually carrying you. And you get to the top. And guess what? What do you see in front of you? A whole new mountain range. Suddenly in the visible's mind comes Walter Brennan doing that faux speak singing thing that he used to do. How did he go? He goes, "One of these days I'm going to climb that mountain, walk up there among the clouds where the cotton's high and the corn's a-growing and there ain't no fields to plow." Jesus, I can still remember that. We go through things, and things go through us. You have to be capable. Yeah, but almost no one is, and it is at that point that we make accommodations. compromises, call it what you will. And for whatever the reason, I'm incapable of this. And trust me, that's as much a blessing as a curse. It's one thing to have your eyes on the great prize. It's another thing to be capable of consistently going through the crap you've got to go through here on your way there. Wherever there is. You know, I thought a long time ago I would pass into some kind of space where I at least had the material challenges managed to the point that they were, you know, mere annoyances. But fool that I am. Still, if you never give up, eventually the ineffable will relent of the relentless chastisement. And remember that everything you go through leaves good footprints for others. Because, as they say, those whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Well, in that case, the Lord must love me a whole bunch. Ah, well, you know, I joke about it a little bit, but, you know, I'm a little bit, you know, in some ways I'm not joking, however, but I'm being ironic, I suppose. I know, not this, not that. Yeah, right. Anyway, you know, for me, it has always come down to, I mean, regardless, yes, I gained a lot of information and knowledge about different things, metaphysics, the occult, or the hermetic sciences, and, well, I put decades into studying these things because I thought that these were the things that I needed to learn in order to get to wherever it is I thought I was going to get, even while I'm already where I'm supposed to get, wherever that is. But I've always been kind of focused indirectly, I'll add, because there's never been like in a direct appreciation of the actual quote, but let's just say the sensitivity toward this ideal, and that is the greatest commandment Jesus spoke about it to his disciples. He said, the greatest commandment is this, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy mind. Well, that's the one thing I've always tried to do my best at. When I was very young and after my Kundalini experience, it was God was always female and it was always the goddess, and then it moved on to, you know, different variations here and there. And even in recent times, it goes back and forth. And now it's just basically my invisible friends who are all like indirect agents of that which is incomprehensible and beyond the cloud of unknowing and which just cannot be known. So, don't try. You know, it's better to learn how to adjust yourself to it rather than to know what it is. But, you know, there are these people, pseudo-intellectuals or people, pedants and people like that, who have this need to exaggerate their own self-importance based upon their small, small fragments of knowledge that they have. You know, they gather together among each other and they spend all their time arguing, trying to make themselves look important to each other, and nobody really cares. They're just waiting for their turn to speak. But this is all beside the point. I mean, in other words, those are ruinous directions to take. It's really much better to love the Almighty with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. Those who love much are forgiven much, and the Lord does appreciate your love, even if he's going to knock the living, you know, as it were, out of you. You'll still be around somehow. You'll still be allowed to continue. He will still be there. Because with all this stuff that has happened to me, and especially the last few days, unbelievable. I'm not even going to go into it. I promised myself I would not share some of the details of this, so I'm not going to. But even that, you know, I'm still as optimistic as I could possibly be. I'm still absolutely positive. I'll be lucky to get the hell out of here, that I'll admit. But I'm doing everything I can to manage it, and it looks like I'm going to be able to pull it off. But, man, you have no idea what I've come up against. However, it ain't like I ain't been here before. This is not my first, disc attack or whatever. Sorry, that's probably not a good image to use because I never spent much time hanging out in discotheques. And probably why today I'm not really a real close friend of John Travolta's, but you know what? There's probably a few other reasons for that, too. Visible. Yes, of course. He makes the joke, you know. But I'm entertaining myself a little bit, and I'm really glad that I'm just about to get this thing done. And, you know, I was going to kind of blow this off for another week, and, you know, I'm due to be out of here within a couple of weeks, and it's probably not going to reduce itself in intensity or may all of a sudden just become smooth as silk. You never know. I'm going to trust the inevitable no matter what. It's really come down to that, okay? And that's all I can say for myself. I can't speak for you. You will have to speak for yourself or allow what really speaks for you to speak through you. And, well, all right, my friends. I really wasn't sure how I was going to get this done. I was not only busy, but besieged. It's not like I said, like I'm not used to it, but it does mess with the radio broadcast sometimes. Anyway, we have come to the end of another broadcast. I will see you next week, if there is one. In the meantime, hang in there and never forget that the ineffable is hanging in there with you. That said, Hare Krishna, hail Lord Jesus Christ, much love, Lady Nature. Greetings, my good friend, Lord Ganesh. Alhamdulillah. Om Amitabha. Carry on, Baha'u'llah. Aloha and Aru. Aru.
He's long and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever. Get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. You can't be bribed or bought. Sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when they get you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth. He's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSync Radio Network of Stations.